This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, and welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. I'm Kevin Allen. If you're tuning into Film Bookcast for the first time, welcome, and thank you. If you listened before, welcome back and thank you. Here's some of the stories I'll be talking about this week. George Floyd has been laid to rest in his hometown of Houston. Dave Chappelle drops a surprise new Netflix special called 846, and as you would expect, Chappelle doesn't shy away from the murder of George Floyd or police brutality. After years of criticism about lack of diversity on the show, ABC has its first Black Bachelor, and Los Angeles rolls out its safety protocols for restarting TV and film production. I'll also have a review of the new Spike Lee movie, Da Five Bloods. The film tackles black inequality through the prism of the Vietnam War, so the movie feels very timely. But I think Lee would argue that his films aren't timely or prescient per se, they just address long-standing problems that so far the United States as a whole has refused to address. Maybe this time will be different. Anyway, I don't think Da Five Bloods is Spike Lee's best movie, but it is good. The history lesson and social commentary are mixed with enough heist movie and buddy movie elements that I think most people will appreciate this film. You can find more Film Book podcasts on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. The body of George Floyd has been laid to rest in his hometown of Houston. Floyd is the black man who was killed by Minneapolis police on May 25th when a white officer knelt on his knee for nearly 9 minutes. That officer has since been fired and now faces charges of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. On Tuesday, Floyd's remains were buried in a cemetery next to his mother's grave. Floyd's death inspired worldwide protests calling for an end to systemic racism and police brutality. New York State has responded with a sweeping package of police accountability measures that were signed into law on Friday, including a law that allows the release of officers' long-withheld disciplinary records. For more information on how you can support the Black Lives Matter movement, go to blacklivesmatter.com. If you'd like to donate money, the Black Lives Matter homepage has a big blue donate button in the upper right-hand corner. Netflix is promoting a new Black Lives Matter collection to its subscribers in the United States. It features 45 titles about racial injustice and the experience of black Americans, including Spike Lee's Da Five Bloods, which I'll review later in this episode. The streaming service began displaying a pop-up screen featuring the Black Lives Matter collection Wednesday when users first logged into the service on the web or on TV-connected devices. Netflix also added the collection to users' notifications. When we say Black Lives Matter, we also mean black storytelling matters, Netflix said in a tweet. The tweet went on to say, "With an understanding that our commitment to true systemic change will take time, we're starting by highlighting powerful and complex narratives about the black experience." Director Ava DuVernay is leading a new project that will spotlight stories of police brutality in all forms of media. The effort is called LEAP, which stands for Law Enforcement Accountability Project. DuVernay was moved to action in the wake of George Floyd's murder. The famed director says that policing in America is a broken system and citizens should feel safe speaking out against it. Police brutality and systemic racism have long been subjects of DuVernay's work, including the Oscar-nominated Selma and 13th, as well as her Netflix miniseries When They See Us. DuVernay will release and fund LEAP projects through her Array Alliance nonprofit label, which was founded in 2010 to promote films by women and people of color. The plan is to fund 25 projects over the next 2 years. Gone with the Wind has been pulled from HBO Max's library of films. The 1939 blockbuster won 8 Oscars, and many consider it to be a classic piece of cinema. However, the movie has long been considered controversial and disliked for its romanticized portrayal of slavery, the Confederacy, and Southern plantation life. In a statement, HBO Max said in part, "These racist depictions were wrong then and are wrong today, and we felt that to keep this title up without an explanation and a denouncement of those depictions would be irresponsible. So when we return the film to HBO Max, it will return with a discussion of its historical context and a denouncement of those very depictions. But will be presented as it was originally created, because to do so otherwise would be the same as claiming these prejudices never existed." According to Variety, after HBO Max shelved Gone with the Wind, the movie shot to number one on Amazon's bestseller list. Stars of the Harry Potter movie franchise have joined trans activists in standing with the transgender community after the publication of a lengthy essay by author J.K. Rowling. The author came under fire last weekend when she criticized an op-ed that used the phrase "people who menstruate." Rowling implied it should have said "women." The famed author continued with another thread speaking about the concept of biological sex. She said she felt compelled to tweet her thoughts about her experience with domestic abuse and sexual assault. To quote her post, "I stand alongside brave women and men, gay, straight, and trans who are standing up for freedom of speech and thought and for the rights and safety of some of the most vulnerable people in our society. Young gay kids, fragile teenagers, and women who are reliant on and wish to retain their single-sex spaces. Now, Rowling's tweets caused a firestorm of responses from the LGBTQ community and others who were upset with her words. A Harry Potter fan group tweeted its disapproval with Rowling's post and encourages followers to donate to a group that supports transgender women. Actors Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson, who appeared in the Harry Potter films, as well as Eddie Redmayne, who stars in the Harry Potter prequel films, have all come out against Rowling's comments. Safety protocols for restarting film and TV production in Los Angeles were announced on Thursday. Some of the rules are health checks for all vendors and employees when they arrive on set, protocol and workflow assessment to ensure proper social distancing and infection control, designation of a workplace COVID-19 compliance officer, and established procedures for any employee exhibiting coronavirus symptoms or for those who test positive. Productions were allowed to resume as of Friday, but at the time of this episode's recording, there were no reports of any shoots that had gotten back underway. The announcement of the protocols came as Los Angeles County reported its highest single-day total of new coronavirus cases since the pandemic began. 1,857 new confirmed cases were reported on Thursday. More than 68,000 cases have been confirmed across LA County since the start of the outbreak, and more than 2,700 people have died. AMC Theaters hopes to reopen its cinemas in July following staggering losses due to the coronavirus lockdown. According to the Wall Street Journal, AMC lost $2.2 billion during the first quarter of the year thanks to the COVID-19 crisis. The world's largest movie theater chain has high hopes for a comeback in July, since that's when highly anticipated movies like Christopher Nolan's Tenet and Disney's live-action remake of Mulan are expected to come out. However, many surveys suggest that even with social distancing rules in place, many would-be moviegoers wouldn't feel comfortable going to the theater for at least a few months. Work on the sequel to Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is up and running again following massive delays caused by the COVID-19 crisis. On Monday, the movie's lead animator tweeted out, quote, "First day on the job." The second Into the Spider-Verse movie was confirmed back in November. It was originally set to hit the big screen on April 8, 2022, but was delayed till October 7th that same year due to the pandemic. Let's take a look at some movie trailers. Ted, Theodore Logan, and Bill S. Preston, Esquire, are back for another adventure. And let's just say the Wild Stallions haven't quite hit the big time just yet.
25 years ago, you played a concert in front of the entire world. 1 month ago, you played in Barstow, California for 40 people, most of whom were there for $2 taco night.
The first trailer for Bill and Ted Face the Music dropped earlier this week. For their third adventure, it looks like Bill and Ted plan to travel to the future to steal their own music, thus going from failed musicians to rock gods overnight. Although, I guess if you have a time machine, it's quicker than overnight. Anyway, I'm sure hijinks will ensue. Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter have returned to reprise their roles, Dean Parasot directs, and the screenplay was written by Chris Matheson and Ed Solomon. Bill and Ted Face the Music is scheduled to be released on August 21st. Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays a pilot stuck with an impossible choice in a trailer for the new film, 7500.
Several men attacked our cockpit. We stopped them from now. The captain is injured. Status of the crew, I don't know.
For those who don't know, 7500 is the airline code for a hijacking. Gordon-Levitt's character is forced to choose between letting the hijackers into the cockpit or letting the terrorists make good on their threats to kill passengers. The Amazon film is written and directed by Sinod Halabasic. 7500 premieres on Prime Video on June 19th. The enforcer for a London crime boss is out for revenge in the trailer for the new film, The Big Ugly.
Fiona's dead.
She was sitting right there with Preston's boy.
The oil boys.
Vinnie Jones stars as Neelan, the muscle who's traveled to West Virginia to see his boss sign a big oil deal. But after a night of celebration, Neelan's girlfriend turns up dead. A synopsis for the movie says lines are drawn between family and friends, but nothing will stop Neelan from getting answers and retribution. Malcolm McDowell and Ron Perlman also star. The Big Ugly will hit various video-on-demand services on July 31st. Finally, in this week's movie trailer roundup, a preview for the movie Archive introduces us to a scientist who's working on artificial intelligence that's indistinguishable from humans. But that scientist isn't really big on advancing the field. He's really just about bringing back his dead wife.
You made another like me.
I'm not replacing you.
You did it.
Archive stars Theo James and is written by Gavin Rothery. It was originally supposed to premiere at South by Southwest. The movie will now land on video on demand services on July 10th. Comedian Dave Chappelle is back with a new Netflix special entitled 846, which refers to how long former Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin kneeled on George Floyd's neck before he died. Netflix put up a new special for free on its YouTube channel late Thursday night. As you'd expect, Chappelle touches on everything from Floyd's death to being unable to accept a Grammy Award on the day Kobe Bryant died, to the hypocrisy of conservative TV host Laura Ingraham, and even throws in a signature joke about Ja Rule, you know, for levity. According to Variety, the special was filmed on June 6th in Yellow Springs, Ohio, with coronavirus-era social distancing guidelines in place for all attendees, including face masks and temperature checks. The comedy legend had not performed on stage in 87 days until the special, although he since has performed at similarly intimate gigs all around the Dayton, Ohio area. Cops has officially been canceled at Paramount Network. In a statement, a Paramount spokesperson said Cops is not on the Paramount Network and we do not have any current or future plans for it to return. The original decision to hold Cops was spurred by nationwide protests against police brutality following the killing of George Floyd by Minnesota police officers. Cops originally launched on Fox in 1998 and has come under fire in recent years for its depictions of law enforcement and questionable behind-the-scenes practices. Similarly, A&E has pulled the plug on Live PD in the wake of ongoing protests against police brutality and concerns over police activity following the killing of George Floyd. The cancellation comes following revelations that a camera crew from Live PD last year filmed the death of a black man who was in the custody of Austin law enforcement. That video was later destroyed. Following a petition urging ABC to address a lack of diversity on its enormously popular reality dating franchise, ABC has cast its first black bachelor. Matt James will be the star of the 25th season of The Bachelor. James, who's 28, was a popular contestant on season 16 of The Bachelorette and is the best friend of former Bachelorette contestant Tyler Cameron, with whom he runs the nonprofit ABC Food Tours. Back in 2012, two African-American men filed a class action lawsuit alleging that ABC was intentionally excluding people of color from leading the show after they both applied to be on The Bachelor in 2011. That suit was dismissed. Since then, despite the addition of more contestants of color and the casting of a Latino as the lead for season 18 of The Bachelor, many viewers have continued to criticize racial disparities in the franchise. The showrunner of Batwoman says there are no plans to kill off the character of Kate Kane following the exit of series lead Ruby Rose. Rumors began circulating that there were plans to kill off Kane as the series is actively looking to cast a new lead character. According to a casting notice that leaked out last week, the new character is currently named Ryan Wilder. Sources tell Variety that she could be played by a woman of color, and LGBTQ actresses are being encouraged to audition for the role. Ruby Rose reportedly left the series due to the heavy workload she had to carry as the show's lead. It's TV trailer time. HBO has released a trailer for I'll Be Gone in the Dark. It's a six-part documentary series about the hunt for the Golden State Killer undertaken by crime writer Michelle McNamara.
I was in search of a man who was attacking women and girls throughout Northern California.
It was McNamara who coined the name for the Golden State Killer, who terrorized California in the 1970s and 80s, and he was responsible for 50 home invasion rapes and 13 murders after investigations tied together a series of crimes from both Northern and Southern California. After decades of investigations that included not only McNamara, but also advancements in forensic DNA testing, former cop Joseph DeAngelo was arrested in Sacramento in April of 2018. Episode 1 of I'll Be Gone in the Dark debuts on Sunday, June 28th, with new episodes debuting each subsequent Sunday. The Doom Patrol is returning for Season 2. The DC Universe's ragtag bunch of heroes will be out to save the world once again, if they can find a new way to grow up both figuratively and literally.
Those annoying, feckless losers that I live with are my family.
The trailer for Season 2 shows the Doom Patrol shrunk and stranded on a toy racetrack following the defeat of Mr. Nobody. The situation forces them to deal with their own baggage and presumably escape. Doom Patrol Season 2 premieres on HBO Max and DC Universe on June 25th. Two of the creators of Robot Chicken have a new stop-motion cartoon on Hulu. Crossing Swords follows a good-hearted peasant who becomes a squire at a nearby castle, and he quickly realizes the monarchy isn't as kind or benevolent as he is.
We need a public execution! You go down to the dungeons for me and pick out a real all-star.
Season 1 of Crossing Swords is available now on Hulu. This week's movie review spotlight focuses on the newest Spike Lee joint, Da 5 Bloods. The movie was supposed to premiere in theaters, but the worldwide coronavirus lockdown changed all that. Now the film has dropped on Netflix amid nationwide protests against racism and police violence. Da 5 Bloods follows a group of black war veterans who fought together in Vietnam in 1971. Now four of them have returned to that country decades later. Clark Peters, Isaiah Whitlock Jr., Norm Lewis, and Delroy Lindo star as the vets with one last mission to complete: recover the body of their squad leader, who is nicknamed Stormin Norman. Stormin Norman is played by Chadwick Boseman of Black Panther fame. In flashbacks, we see Norman and the other four Bloods being sent into the Vietnamese jungle to recover a stash of gold bars from a downed U.S. plane. The gold is meant to buy the allegiance of local fighters to help against the Viet Cong, but the Bloods, upon finding it, make other plans. As you would expect, the present-day quest to retrieve that gold does not go smoothly. I should point out that the flashbacks feature the same four actors, who are in their 50s and 60s, fighting alongside a much younger Boseman. Some people might find this jarring, but I like this way of showing that the vets haven't changed since their days in the jungle. Anyway, we end up with a film that's part history lesson, part heist, part platoon, with a little bit of grumpy old men thrown into the mix. There's also a decent amount of documentary footage and Marvin Gaye songs. The movie is 2 hours and 35 minutes long, and at times, it feels long. I think Spike Lee is a master at juggling a lot of topics in his film, but this time, there seems to be so much ground to cover that the movie feels clunky, at least at times. I get that Lee wanted to service the story and the subplots while fleshing out the historical context. That includes not just the soldier stories, but the immorality of the war, its impact on the Vietnamese people, and the injustices African Americans faced at home then and now. Even when the movie starts to feel like it's meandering a bit, the ensemble of main characters are excellent from beginning to end. The writers avoid making any of the Bloods noble heroes. All of them are scarred to different degrees by their experience of war and injustice. And a special shout out to Delroy Lindo, who shines throughout and has an amazing direct-to-camera monologue as he marches through the jungle near the end of the film. There are a lot of supporting characters that are strong as well, including a Vietnamese businesswoman who one of the Bloods knew during the war, and three humanitarian workers who specialize in clearing old landmines. One key subplot involves a veteran son who's played by Jonathan Majors. That son tags along for the trip, and his strained relationship with his dad adds melodrama to a picture that's already got plenty of things to deal with. I think To Find Bloods is not the first time nor the last time some people think Spike Lee is trying to say too much with one film. But the main characters are compelling, and it's interesting to see Lee trying to reclaim the Vietnam War film by inserting a black perspective. In the end, To Five Bloods is a reminder of how the issues that have burst into the public arena in recent weeks cyclically simmer, boil, and then sometimes erupt. And it's all a byproduct of those issues having gone unanswered and unaddressed for decades, if not centuries. This is a movie I'd recommend to anyone. Thank you for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Kevin Allen or FilmBookcast. You can also find me on Twitter at KAllenNYC. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, FilmBook Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comment section. It helps other people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons on Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for a new episode of FilmBookCast. Thanks for listening. I'm Kevin Allen. And remember, Black Lives Matter.